30-Day Mourning Period by Hank Green at the Bloomington Playwrights Project is the Riva Shiner Comedy Award winner for 2016. Since 1993, the annual Riva Shiner Full-Length New Play Contest has brought submissions of scripts from all around the country, including work from both established and up-and-coming playwrights. Green's anonymously submitted play was selected from hundreds of submissions. BPP fans actually have seen Green's work with the company's Blizzards and Vintage Scenes productions. 30 Days of Mourning begins as the sales staff of Hamilton Media Center arrive for another day of work. At the desk on the left, Larry Steve Scott is clearly the leader, finessing a sale by lying to a client about an imaginary conference. Almost hidden at his desk, Craig, Paul Kuhn, seems unsure of whether he'll continue to stand or sit. Coming in at the right is Aubrey Marie Sater, the flustered Susan. She complains that she can't remember the last 22 minutes of her life and that things seem to be way out of control. There's a bit of sympathy from the still-standing Craig, none from the hard-driving Larry, and Susan continues to wonder about things from her drive to work to her relation to the cosmos. Meanwhile, the three begin to wonder about the whereabouts of their usually punctual boss, Mr. Clybourne. One of the neat things about Green's play is the way he handles official emails to the team. Larry's computer chimes, and the dark-clad Tori Goff and Aaron Parks appear to chant messages from human resources. The main message is that their boss has committed suicide, and the office has the play's title, 30 Days of Mourning. For a month, the three have no goal-driven work, no dress codes, no corporate oversight, no responsibilities. Naturally, the dedicated Larry is the hardest hit, and he even tries to continue working. Craig, who's been rather passive, becomes even more so. He's saddened by the death, especially as in a rare moment of enterprise, he bought a birthday cake. It's Susan who sees the possibility for a palace revolution, and she drags the others into rebellion. The neat office with its three desks, filing cabinets, and a bulletin board becomes a castle. It's a real mess, but a very creative one. There's a lookout, battlements, various levels, even a drawbridge. Scenic designer David Wade and props master Barb Steininger have created a setting that would gladden the heart of any gang of seven-year-olds. The distracted Susan becomes a pamphleteer with a radical plan to humanize their workplace and relations with clients and one another. She's also a sword-wielding Lady Susan. The mild Craig is caught up in the energy. He's wearing a crown made up of scraps of office forms and wielding a battle axe. Even the most resistant, Larry, becomes a convert swept up in the magic of the proclamations and the creation of the castle. When Larry finds a suicide note from their old boss that supports all their concerns, he makes it into a flag for the castle. Steve Scott was very effective as the super salesman Larry and the gradual convert to Susan's values. Paul Kuhn did very well with the difficult role of a character who at least initially is pretty inactive. He projected an inner turmoil. Aubrey Marie Sater handled the dramatic role of Susan from irritatingly ditzy through inspired to commitment with aplomb. Tori Goff and Aaron Parks, as the voices of human resources, actually drew applause for a couple of their appearances. 30 Days of Mourning is a nicely put-together piece, a satisfying comedy in an unlikely setting with a bit of fantasy. Though laughs did come in the first act, things were even more focused and effective in the second. It's a worthy winner of the Riva Shiner Comedy Award. I can't close without mentioning Associate Director Ben Smith's very creative approach to the traditional BPP welcome and listing of corporate sponsors. By reversing their titles in mock heroic fashion, he had all of us in the audience working to put those names back together. The Bloomington Playwrights Project's production of Hank Green's 30-Day Mourning Period plays through October 8th. You can find this review and other theater reviews and interviews at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.